dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, you know, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact are kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree.
The American taxpayers, my constituents that are having a hard time afford their groceries, pay for a car, buy a new home, spend $1.6 quadrillion to fix a problem that, A, doesn't exist, and as a matter of fact, you might be exacerbating because it's unknown. It is unknown at this time the low level that of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that might actually destroy life, because plant life all depends, as you know, Secretary, plant life all depends on CO2. And when we kill it, then we're done, too. I yield the balance.
Congressman, let me just say that I don't agree with what you're saying out there for any number of reasons. I don't have time to go into all of them now, but I'll just tell you point blank that the difference between the periods you're looking at in terms of heat, et cetera, and human input is night and day, number one. Number two, why do you think 195 countries in the world, their prime ministers, their presidents...
Because they're grifting like you are, sir.
But look, if people go to only one source, and the source they go to is sick and, you know, has an agenda, and they're putting out disinformation... Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're questioning really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
See, while always ensuring and defending free speech, we must make it clear that it cannot be okay to bully and attack people online. Governments, and especially big technology companies, need to safeguard people's data and privacy and address online harassment and violence to ensure trust in technology.
The Socialist Democratic Party just can't help prodding the sleeping giant. The left has made it abundantly clear that they want our president not just impeached, but beheaded. They have pushed that narrative repeatedly. But first, they must decapitate InfoWars so that the heads of conservatives will roll.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying. He launched similar attacks against the families whose 6- and 7-year-old kids were slaughtered at Sandy Hook.
And these people are all lawyers. They're very smart. They've defamed me in fake lawsuits they filed, funded by the Democratic Party, knowing they're protected filing false statements under defamation in lawsuits. And then they do it as members of Congress, protected with immunity for false statements.
And the Slate article references a study by Jonathan Albright, director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, who found 9,000 videos on YouTube with titles that are, and I quote, a mixture of shocking, vile, and promotional themes that include rape game jokes, shock reality, social experiments, celebrity pedophilia, false flag rants, and terror-related conspiracy theories dating back to the Oklahoma City attacks in 1995.
It mixed terror-related conspiracies in with false flags when Gulf of Tonkin and all these other things are declassified to be staged. Anybody has a right to question that when it's a history of it. Doesn't mean we always think it's fake. We have to look at it.
Every one of your rights has been compromised by a totalitarian state grown to adulthood under your very nose. But the First Amendment is still holding its ground under a hail of globalist arrows. But it can't withstand the assault forever. We are reaching the critical moment. Stand up, America, and reclaim your rights. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Mm-hmm. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
It's Monday, September 30th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this 30th of September. Yes, I'm back. Friday was a little bit of a false alarm. So we'll see if I make it through the show today. I got a wife that's in labor, but, you know, they're the early stages. It's fine. It's fine. We can leave that to the side because goodness me, my God, this weekend, it's just like absolutely crazy. Like I called Chase last night, talk about, you know, you might have to host in the morning. And I'm just like, yeah, it's just. We're both just like speechless, just like, wow, things are just insane. It's like, yeah, Kerry talking about the First Amendment. I'm like, oh my God, I completely forgot about that. It's like the number. Let me just see if I can give you a very thin list of just some of the things that have happened over the weekend. Obviously, we have the absolutely massive floods throughout North Carolina and just all the way up the East Coast in Appalachia. The various things we can learn from that. And this might be. No pun intended, a watershed moment where we get to see in stark relief the way the government openly does not give a damn about its own people, as you have nobody there in Appalachia to actually help with the rescues. People are dying with no hope of helicopter air rescue or anything else that they pay inordinate amount of taxes. That should mean that they should be rescued from a rooftop while the floodwaters rise. No, there's nobody there to help them because they've all just been deployed to the Middle East. Believe it or not, we'll get into that and we'll also talk about some of the other aspects of the flooding that is infuriating and illustrating and means we probably need a revolution in this country for our own sake. But that's just one story. Obviously, over the weekend, Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, was bombed to death in an airstrike that used 80 tons of explosives. We'll get into that story. And if that's true, and if Hezbollah is on the back foot, and if the deterrence that they offered is no longer applicable, well, that changes the entire political, geopolitical chessboard in a very dangerous way. So we'll get into that and all of its implications a little bit later. Kamala this weekend visited the border for the first time for about 15 minutes, lying through her teeth the entire time. You have college football games with Trump and Tim Walz appearing. Trump entering the stadium like a conquering emperor. Tim Walz flailing like a out of sorts mascot, also flicking off the people jeering at him because, he and Kamala are despised everywhere that they go. Meanwhile, over this weekend, we've also, I guess, news to me, never asked us, signed $8 billion in aid to Ukraine and $8.7 billion in aid to Israel. We'll talk about where that money's going and what it's not doing here in America, that is improving critical infrastructure that's been in the need of necessary repairs for the last 20 years. You also have a lot of J6 news out of nowhere. I'm like not even sure if I've cataloged all of it. The FBI has admitted that they used undercover agents on January 6th, saying the number of them would shock the American people. Well, not all of them, because we've known the entire time. The FBI admitted that it downgraded and deleted footage of the January 6th bomber, the pipe bomber. They've deliberately, you know, destroyed abilities to find out the truth about that. The Pentagon has now admitted it disobeyed orders to have National Guard protect the Capitol, meaning the whole thing was their fault at the end of it. And that's really just the beginning. There's like five more stories about January 6th. Just being a complete inside job, very obvious. We'll cover that a little bit later. There have been reports over this weekend of anti-aircraft missiles having been smuggled across the southern border, shoulder-launched missiles that can take down a commercial airline, nine of them passing through the Arizona sector of our border, apparently, according to a whistleblower. You have the news release that tens of thousands of convicted murderers have been released into our country from foreign countries over the last several years, something like 425,000 criminals released into the country, including tens of thousands of murderers, tens of thousands of rapists. We are now the literal dumping ground. We are like Australia was 200 years ago, only instead of being empty, we are full of citizens desperately crying for their government to, if not help them, at least stop sending murderers into their neighborhood. But again, immigration, a major story this weekend, as the DOJ is suing states for removing tens of thousands of non-citizens from the rolls while simultaneously gaslighting you into believing that non-citizens voting is a conspiracy theory and a dangerous thing to say. Totally absurd. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the ports are going to shut down. Just all of them, just all of the ports are going to shut down. And we're looking at like COVID level lockdowns and shortages because of a union debacle, which seems very conveniently timed. And I wonder if it doesn't have something to do with the rest of what we're talking about, the whole World War III thing coming down. You have a massive explosion of a biolab in Georgia, I think, that looked like a nuclear bomb went off. I mean, this gigantic pillar of smoke with people for 100 miles around being told to stay indoors, shut your doors and windows, and turn off your air conditioning. But it's perfectly safe. No need to leave. So just that's happening again. Okay, wonderful. John Kerry wants to get rid of the First Amendment. We have that on tape. I mean, it just goes, I mean, how much more could even happen over a weekend? And yeah, I'm just like barely scratching the surface. It is madness. It is utter and complete madness. Oh yeah, by the way, sorry, also over the weekend, a judge admitted that fluoride damages children's brains, lowers the IQ, and calls it an unreasonable risk, and calls on the EPA to take measures to mitigate the amount of fluoride in the water, which shouldn't be hard because they're the ones putting it into the water in the first place. Another, it's just kind of interesting, isn't it? I'm thinking back to a lot of conversations I've had over the years, being called crazy for telling people that fluoride lowers your IQ, even though that's what the science says, and how you could possibly think that lowering the IQ of entire countries is worth maybe having some benefits and making your teeth less cavity having. I mean, it's all absurd.
Trust the science.
It's all incredibly absurd. Yes, we'll just trust the science.
And if the science is wrong, just gaslight your neighbor.
Gaslight your neighbor for 70 years until the truth finally comes out, at which point the damage has been done.
For science.
Just everything is completely insane. But obviously the biggest and most devastating and mysterious and bizarre and insulting and just, like, honestly, what's happening right now in North Carolina, in Tennessee, in Georgia, in Florida, is like legitimate cause for revolution. You simultaneously have, I mean, we have no idea how many people are going to die because there is no rescue attempts being made. There are no rescue attempts being made. There are pictures and photos of people sitting on their roofs while the waters rise, looking to the horizon, thinking that surely somebody is going to come rescue. I mean, we all saw during Katrina. We've all seen hurricanes before. You know, as soon as the wind dies down and the rain stops falling, the helicopters are out searching around, plucking people off roofs, right? We've seen this before, except the helicopters just never came this time. Nobody was ever sent to rescue people. And so there's videos and photos of people like sitting on their roofs waiting for it to happen. And the caption is like, this is the last photo of these people, because shortly after this photo was taken, the roof collapsed and the grandmother and the, you know, 5-year-old girl were washed away and never seen again. They're dead. So you've got people, as I speak, you know, hunkered in safe rooms or clutching each other on the roofs in flooded areas of Asheville and elsewhere in North Carolina, waiting for the rescue that's never going to come because, well, they're white Americans. So there's no money for them. There's no effort being made. It's time we realize. It's time we realize where we are right now, that there are people dying by the dozens in North Carolina and Tennessee because there's no National Guard, because all of the National Guard has been sent to the Middle East to deal with the fact that our genocidal, psychotic allies in Israel are bombing 5 of their neighbors at the same time with $8 billion we gave them on Friday. Like, you have to understand where we are. Yeah, you have to realize where we're at this point, and realize it's the 30th of September. October's about to begin. At the beginning of November is the election. This month of October, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we need a bingo sheet or something, but I would be shocked if by the end of next month, at the end of October, Donald Trump hasn't been assassinated, World War III hasn't started, the election hasn't been canceled, some major false flag terror attack takes place in America, martial law is declared, you know, the supply chain is taken over by the military, censorship comes down off the basis of Russian or Iranian disinformation. Now we're on a wartime footing, now that we're actually at war, when they kill Trump and blame it on Iran and get all the neocon retards to go along with yet another Middle East war to drain yet another $1 trillion from our coffers, to kill yet another 100,000 Americans, so we can start yet another migrant crisis, we can flood Europe with yet another couple of million foreigners and America as well, so we can take in all of the displaced people that are, you know, living on the land Israel desires. Honestly, I'm going to be shocked if by the end of October, Donald Trump is still alive and we're not actively in a war in the Middle East. And like, you know, oh my God. I mean, there's just so much to say. There's so much to say about the storm, the absolutely unprecedented, complete, abnormal effects of this hurricane. A hurricane that seemed to crop up out of nowhere. It was like category 1 in the morning. By that afternoon, it was making landfall as a category 4. Has flooded places in the mountains. And it's something that I see on X a lot. Because people like Mike Adams, Health Ranger, said things like, how do you not have food stored up? You know, for the people that have been hit by this hurricane, that's like been 24 hours and they're like, my dog has died from hunger and you know, we're about to starve here. And Mike Adams makes the very cogent, obvious point, like everybody should have some, you don't know if it's going to be a hurricane, if it's going to be a blackout, if it's going to be a terrorist attack, if it's going to be World War III, if it's going to be martial law imposed by the government on the basis of the flu, you should have something prepared. But it's not a criticism necessarily, it's a learning opportunity. It's an opportunity to say, look, folks, it doesn't matter if you think that you're safe in Appalachia, hundreds of miles from the coast. You should always be prepared for a disaster. You should always have some sort of contingency plan. Stop blaming the victims of this. Simply using it as an example to everybody who wasn't victimized by this to go, look, it could happen to you too. You don't know what's coming down the pipe. You should be prepared. But I see in response to that, a lot of people going, going, we aren't in a hurricane zone. We never thought we'd have to deal with this. This isn't, we're not on the beach. We're not in Florida. Don't blame us for not being prepared for a hurricane. We live in the mountains. This isn't supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen. And I wonder why the hell it did happen. You've got people, I mean, the number of people I've seen who are blaming climate change. And it's, you know, I'm a free speech absolutist, but there's a certain point when you've got people, hundreds, thousands of them, all saying exactly the same thing in exactly the same way, exactly the same inflection, based off of the exact same nonsense, like all of it's untrue, and yet all of it is repeated verbatim. You know, maybe free speech is only important if it's your thoughts that you can actually explain and justify. Maybe it's not so important that repeater stations of the liars in power have a voice in the conversation. If you are actually talking about climate change right now, you need to shut up. You just need to shut the hell up. And I'll leave it right there. I'll leave it at that. Because I should pull up some of the tweets I've seen, but they're all the same. I can just tell you what it's always the same. It's always, wow, you know, unprecedented floods once in a lifetime. But these people are still going to be voting for Trump. You know, good luck voting for Trump, even though climate change is affecting you so badly. And just like, okay, under the best case scenario, if everybody just kowtowed to your outrageous, retarded demands, if everybody gave you everything you wanted and you had just total control over every industry to impose every restriction that your asinine plan calls for, what would be the effect? Would you stop floods? Would floods stop? Or in the best case scenario, would like 100 years from now, maybe the temperature of the earth wouldn't raise quite as fast as it's raising now? It's like, what the hell are you talking about? The climate change programs are so far from anything that could even remotely be considered a solution to this issue that it's insulting. I mean, you might as well be sitting there condescendingly, smugly saying, this is what the people in Asheville get for not buying Dr. Chestnut's anti-hurricane oil. They didn't rub themselves with the anti-hurricane oil with the snake venom in it. Yeah, no wonder they're getting, maybe next time, you know, they'll take Dr. Chestnut's snake oil. It's like, okay, what you're offering, what you're talking about is not even remotely close to any sort of solution. It's not even getting in to the even entire, like, let's just give climate change retards every single benefit of the doubt. Let's say they're right about absolutely everything. Even in that situation, which is so far from reality, it isn't recognizable anymore. But just assume that they're right about everything. The best case scenario is maybe 100 years from now, instead of rising at 1 degree Celsius every 50 years, it rises at half a degree. And the world is saved. Like, what the hell are you talking about? No, you know what actually would help the people in the flooded areas? If they weren't robbed blind to pay for immigrants, if they weren't having their wages garnished by half to pay for assassination attempts in Israel against the leaders of Hezbollah, if $8 billion wasn't being sent to Ukraine on a regular basis, if instead some modicum, a percentage of a aspect of an iota of care was actually paid for the people in the United States to repair their dams that have been non-functional for the last 50 years, the roadways which are crumbling underneath the trucks that can now no longer deliver aid to the Americans who need it. If you actually had taken tangible, or now took tangible steps to mitigate or helped to fend off the effects of tragedies like this, then maybe something could be done. But to bring up climate change is like worse than insulting at this point. And the comparison is actually pretty incredible to all of this, because if you actually look at Ukraine versus Appalachia, they're actually very similar. Ukraine has an area of 230,000 square miles with a population of 33 million. Appalachia has an area of 296,000 square miles with a population of 26 million. So Appalachia, a little bit larger. Ukraine, slightly larger population. But in a lot of respects, a lot of statistics, very similar to each other. Imagine the difference that $83.5 billion could have made in the region. $83.5 billion. Imagine a regime that wants to improve Appalachian lives as much as it wants to kill Russians. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having a government that actually cares about its people? We'll show you videos on the other side of Joe Biden just being like, there's no aid left for the people in Appalachia. Can't happen. Simultaneously, by the way, Tennessee National Guard Task Force deploying to Middle East. More than 700 soldiers from the Tennessee Army National Guard's 278th Armored Cavalry Regiment are departing Saturday, September 28th, on the first leg of a year-long deployment to the Middle East. Okay, so just like 24 hours before the storm of the century devastates the populations, kills dozens, perhaps hundreds. We don't know yet. The official death count at this point is 90, but nobody's looking for survivors, and nobody's actually taking on the rescue attempts. So God only knows how many hundreds of people. But the day before this massive storm leaves the people of Appalachia in desperate need of assistance, 700 trained, equipped, volunteer National Guardmen have been whisked off to the Middle East for the next year. I mean, it is never been more obvious. And in my fantasy world, in Harrison's, you know, fantastical timeline, everybody that's been affected by this, everybody in Asheville, everybody in Chimney Rock, North Carolina, everybody who's had their town utterly devastated and, you know, have been left for themselves to pick up the pieces with the American government, who, by the way, will pay for 5-star hotels for a year for some migrant family from Guatemala that schemed their way across the border. They're being put up in 5-star hotels in New York City. You think people in Appalachia are going to get a voucher for a hotel stay anywhere for any amount of time? Absolutely not. They're being left, again, no pun intended, high and dry. In my fantasy, everybody that's been affected by this simply takes the very short trip to nearby Washington, D.C. and replaces the government with one that actually serves them. Replaces whatever this malignant tumor we have attached at our hip in Washington, D.C. that whose only purpose seems to be despoiling the American people for the benefit of foreign genocidal monsters like the Israelis. Let's just throw all of them into the sea and let's just start again. Let's just try again and try this time to remember that the point of a government is supposed to be to help and uplift and ensure the safety of its own people. Biden lounged at the beach while floods wrecked biblical devastation on Appalachia. As far as I know, there's still been no deployment, and we'll show you posts, social media posts, of people who claim to be majors and generals in the National Guard saying, we've got the people, we've got the equipment, we're ready to go deploy to help people, but they won't give the order, and we can't issue the order. So they're just sitting there not helping, not doing anything, while huge swaths of America and American people burn or drown in the absence of help. Yeah, we need a revolution, folks.
I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us. And everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us, by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, this is important, the very best products out there so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra-quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high-quality, full-spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000-milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000-milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're coming to you live this Monday morning. But just some of the insanity over the weekend, and that continues unabated. Hurricane Helene kills at least 90 in the U.S., Homes and Memories Washed Away. That's the headline from Yahoo News. The southeastern U.S. began a huge cleanup and recovery effort on Sunday, and the death toll climbed towards 100 after Hurricane Helene knocked out power for millions, destroyed roads and bridges, and caused dramatic flooding from Florida to Virginia. The storm's winds, rain, and storm surge killed at least 90 people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, and Virginia, according to a Reuters tally of state and local officials, although over 1,000 are still missing, meaning that death toll will likely rise significantly. The mainstream media attention to this has been practically non-existent. It is wild that you go on X and your entire feed is just full of the most mind-blowing images you've ever seen worse than Katrina, worse than anything, just entire towns being literally wiped out, like as if they were Legos just being just destroyed, just utterly non-existent anymore. People waiting on their roofs for help that would never come. People that are now dead. And then you go to CNN, the New York Times, or any other mainstream outlet in America, and like maybe five stories down, maybe they mentioned something about it down there. No big push to have any pressure on this, to get help to the people who need it. No urgency in the fact that there are people now without food, without water, without rescue, who need help but can't get it. No attention from the mainstream media. No helicopters in the air broadcasting the dramatic rescues. There are no rescues happening. It's not happening. They're just ignoring it outright. It is heartless, honestly. Damage estimates already range from $15 billion to more than $100 billion. Insurance and forecasters said over the weekend as water systems, communications, and critical transportation routes were affected. Property damage and lost economic output will become clear as officials assess the destruction. In North Carolina, nearly all of the deaths were in Buncombe County, where 30 people died. Sheriff Quentin Miller told a video conference call with reporters, which is just horrifying. 30 people in this one tiny community. County manager Avril Pender says she's asking the state for emergency food and drinking water. Streets in the picturesque city of Asheville were submerged in floodwater. Governor Roy Cooper called it a devastating catastrophe of historic proportions. People have never seen anything like this. And then on top of it all, and like, honestly, there's been so many crazy things over the recent past, and every time it seems like every time it's like the first time. Every time one of these stories hits, it's just a reminder of just how deliberate these policies are, just how they genuinely despise the American people. Genuinely, they just doing everything they possibly can to destroy and while they're being destroyed, to spit on and humiliate just the average hardworking person. Going back to the claims about climate change, again, can't tell you the dozens of tweets I've seen saying, hey, climate change affects everybody, but you're going to keep voting Trump, aren't you? Even beyond the absurdity of the climate change claims or the claims that every natural disaster is, by definition, an effect of climate change, like beyond all of that, all of the money that is not being spent on improving infrastructure, on basic upgrades, on rebuilding dams or bridges or building anything nice or new for the American people. Just that can't happen. Can't rub two red cents together to try to get something going there. We've got tens of billions of dollars of weaponry available to send to just genocidal psychopaths overseas. But even besides all of that, what has done more damage to this area than the climate change agenda itself? You've got people who have dedicated and just been being paid millions of dollars, focus all of their energy on shutting down coal power plants that provided work for a lot of these communities that have, in the wake of the climate change madness, you know, disintegrated with no economic prospects whatsoever. You've got the Keystone Pipeline that went through this area exactly being shut down by executive fiat, costing tens of thousands of jobs. You've got these people in these towns whose jobs have been sent overseas by NAFTA, sent overseas by free trade with China. The coal mines they worked in shut down by executive fiat. The pipelines they'd work on being shut down. Any economic benefit of governmental projects, building infrastructure, been completely withheld from them while they're getting billions of their tax dollars stolen from them and paid to resettle Haitians in conservative districts to swing the election for the Democrats. Not only is climate change not even remotely a solution in the most climate change, whatever. Like, if everything they say is true, not only is it not going to help or do anything or have any effect positive whatsoever, but it's the climate change agenda and their kin who have destroyed and devastated this community in the first place, long before the flood ever even came. And now that the flood is here, and now that there are thousands of people missing and hundreds potentially dead, not only is the mainstream media not making a big deal out of this, the president of the United States is just like, yeah, they're fine. Don't worry about it. They're getting everything they need. And there's no more additional resources. Let's go now to clip number three. Here's Biden. And my God, this man is president of the United States. It's just because we don't hear from him very much anymore. Because is he? Is he president of the United States? We don't know. And I think part of this is, due to what's happening with Joe Biden. See, when Joe Biden got kicked out of the race, he just stopped being president. Jill Biden is opening his cabinet meetings. He was literally laying on a beach in his underwear while thousands of people were being swept away by floodwaters. No National Guard dispatch, no aid whatsoever. And then, there's so many angles. We could just look at every single hurricane during the Trump administration, where even though it was in like Puerto Rico, it's a wall-to-wall 24-hour coverage of how Donald Trump is leaving these people to die. Well, meanwhile, all of the aid that we're sending is being, like, one thing I guarantee you, there's no Appalachian mayors that are receiving containers full of food and water and supplies and hiding it to make Joe Biden and Kamala Harris look bad. Nowhere in Appalachia is the local government destroying necessary supplies so that they can get a headline and an interview with CNN on how the government isn't doing enough. So, we could just compare this with the hysterical coverage of every single natural disaster under the Trump campaign and compare it with the fact that this is hardly even getting a mention on mainstream media, and President Biden is sleeping through the whole thing and nobody even calls him out on it. Let's go to clip number three here. This is Biden who is, what I was going to say was that I think what's happened is that since Biden is just checked out completely and we don't have a president anymore, what that means is that the deep state operators, the handlers, are now free from any domestic concerns whatsoever. You notice the geopolitical maneuvers of America are just going on unabated. They're ramping up. They're getting crazier. Nobody's given a damn about the American people, because the only person that would give a damn about that would be somebody like a president who was trying to get reelected. And they might, use their executive authority to get some attention on this and get some aid gone that way. But when it's Anthony Blinken and Ron Klain and, whoever replaced Victoria Nuland and Avril Haines, like, they're hyper-focused on, creating greater Israel and killing every male Ukrainian over the age of 18. So without Biden there to interfere with that, that's just continuing even faster. It's been, those wheels have been greased and they're just, getting everything they could possibly want for their overseas adventurism. And nobody in the White House seems to give a damn about what's going on to people in America, because the only person that would give a damn about that would be somebody that needed votes. And Biden doesn't care about that anymore. Kamala Harris is going to get votes from retards no matter what she does. And so the people of America are just left to fend for themselves. Now, luckily, they are, fending for themselves. But like I said, this should really be like a watershed moment. This should be a moment where all of the illusion is stripped away and everybody has to realize now, like, we are in an occupied country by an unfriendly foreign population who is very deliberately destroying our country and then spitting in our eye when the effects come to pass. So let's go to clip number three here. Here's Joe Biden, President of the United States, hardly able to string words together. He looks like he's on the verge of death. I mean, it is bad. It is really bad. And he's just not even pretending to give a damn about the people in Appalachia. They're fine. They've got everything they need. There's no more supplies coming to them, on its way, being readied. Nothing. Let's watch.
Yes, it's tragic. Matter of fact, we're trying to get the exact number. My FEMA advisor is on the ground in Florida right now. There's a distinction between the numbers that FEMA's used and the ones that are used by the locals. So it really is amazing. You saw the photographs. It's stunning.
It's unbelievable, but it really is.
Such a wide area.
And we've given them all of everything that we have. We're on the ground ahead of time, so we're working hard.
Are there any more resources the federal government could be giving them?
No, we've given them. We have pre-planned a significant amount of it, even though they didn't ask for it yet. Hadn't asked for it yet.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, some of the numbers from FEMA are like different from the ones locally. So, yeah, no, it looks pretty bad, though. Okay, so any like resources? No. I mean, we had stuff like pre-staged, even though this was totally unexpected and totally out of nowhere. And there's absolutely no way we could have, pre-established the amount of aid that we would need, because we had no idea we would need this much. But it doesn't matter. Whatever we gave them, that's what they can have. And that's it. And we gave them nothing. So they'll get nothing. It's like the one thing that makes this whole American experiment worth it is the benefits that we used to have by being citizens. Like all the crap we have to deal with, it's kind of worth it. You kind of think, okay, well, this is still a good thing when you go overseas and are in trouble and you think, hey, something happens to me, I'm an American citizen, and America, nobody messes with American citizens because America's so powerful. They'll mess up this whole country if this government doesn't do what it's supposed to in regards of American citizens. Kind of a good feeling. Or, you read stories about some boat captain who goes out in a storm, and you know, all he has to do is send in an SOS radio signal, and it's helicopters and boats and guys rappelling down to save them. And it's like, oh yeah, America, this is awesome. Like, it's cool that as just any average city, you don't have to be rich, you don't have to be famous. You as an American citizen can call your emergency services and they will deploy heaven and earth to rescue you. It's amazing. It's a brilliant part of being an American, because we have that power. We have those resources. But that doesn't exist anymore, I guess. I guess that part is going away as well. I guess we don't have that benefit of being a citizen anymore. So now, even though you pay half your income to taxes, even though your job has been shipped overseas, even though your coal power plant has been shut down, you would think that you would at least have some sort of benefit from being in this little arrangement with the government. But no, not anymore. And if you're wondering why, if you're so blind to what reality is at this point that you don't get why this is happening or how it's happening, I don't have to speculate. I don't have to mind read these people, because at this point they're admitting it. It's because you're white. It's because people in Appalachia are white, and the flood is just doing what the policy was doing. It's just doing a little quicker. It's just doing a little bit more efficiently, eradicating the ancient and patriotic population of Appalachia. Let's go to clip number five now. Here's Kamala Harris a couple years ago saying, like, this is the point of our emergency services now. This is the point of FEMA. This is our number one priority. It's equity, okay? It's all about equity. And, white people, Americans, that's a privilege. As a white person, you're privileged. As an American, you're privileged. And that means you have something that other people don't, which is unequal, which means that privilege of being an American, it's got to go away. It's got to be taken away. They have to do things to you that are destructive to level the playing ground between you as an American in a first world country and some dirt-eating voodoo practitioner in Haiti. Okay, let's go to clip number five. Here's Kamala Harris telling you in no uncertain terms that aid for hurricanes and floods, that needs to be distributed based off of race, first and foremost. Let's watch.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
And we got to take into account those disparities. So I guess this is having a tangible effect, and people have been posting all over, and you can look it up if you want. Everywhere from FEMA to the, you know, authorities in charge on the local level, their primary concern is equity. That's what they got into office promising. It's the same thing that happened in Houston that we talked about over and over before she was even elected. You know, this woman, Lena Hidalgo, being put in charge as the chief judge of Harris County, whose primary role is dealing with floods. Like, that's their purpose, is like dealing with infrastructure and making sure everything is up to code, making sure the disaster response is there when they need it. But then they put people in these positions who have no experience doing anything like that, who have never even sat in a meeting where these things are talked about and decided, who get elected saying, I'm going to dedicate all of our resources and all of our time and all of our effort towards propagandizing children into why socialism is so great and communism is the solution to all of the white supremacy that capitalism brings. So you put people in positions of power who tell you, like, I don't care about floods. I don't care about disaster relief. I just want power, because as soon as I have power, I can progress my progressive agenda. And so they elect them into these positions. And then floods happen and like thousands of people die, and it's only going to get worse, and it's only going to be more, you know, it's a feedback loop that's going to happen, because the more these people get power, the more they divert resources away from just basic necessity towards their pet project psychological operation of spreading their social disease of socialism. And then they're going to get more people voting for people like that, who then empower the project even more to brainwash more people to vote for them more. So it's just going to get worse and worse. And it's not like an intangible thing, the effect this is having. We're seeing the effect right now. We're seeing the effect right now of millions upon millions upon millions of dollars diverted away from where they could be used towards projects of social indoctrination. And people are dying as a consequence. It's just completely insane. It really is. I don't know if we have time to go to all of it. We'll go here to the McBreen edit. Because, folks, like I said, this next month is going to be historical, one for the history books. And God willing, InfoWars will be here to document, provide clarity through all of it. But we need your support, and here's how you can give it to us.
I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Raticon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I like growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all politically correct, that movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off, they're going to get killed, they're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project, and Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp 1 in 5 minutes and we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups who want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. We've got to, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of T-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per T-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great T-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday, and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great T-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great Nano Silver products, great Next Level Foundational Energy, Kava Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show. If more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and love them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Fusions back in stock for 40% off and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about the Middle East on the other side. Insane everywhere.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's TheAlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigley. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support. Into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner. And a $138,000 turbo diesel, super deluxe, off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top. Turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the Infowars classics they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm going to go to the store.